This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Harris said something about we should give out hurricane relief based on equity. That's when you should take into account when you're dispersing natural disaster relief. It isn't that everybody's suffering equally. Hurricanes don't care whether you live in a mansion or you live in the hood. If you're floating on a, I tell you what, deploy the boats and only pick up the Negroes, right? Is that what Kamala Harris wants? The Latino, pick people up in order of whatever feeling that the Democrats have about them. Wouldn't that be precious? Because you know what that would tell you? It would tell you exactly how Democrats feel about every single group. You would know who they feel are the lowest up to who they feel are the highest. And let me just go ahead and spoil it for you. They'd pick up black gay midgets, and then they'd pick up white dudes at the end. So white guys, you better have a boat. You better have some other way to protect yourself. So they would start there, and they would go down the list. And let me just tell you, if you're a black Democrat, a black leftist, let me tell you what the Democrats think of you. They think you are the lowest person in America. Then come the Latinos, then come the women, then bring in the intersectionality, the gay Latino, gay black women, and you get it. Those are the lowest people on the planet. How would you like to go through life having with the belief that that's what people think about you, that you're low? I have never walked into a conservative event and thought, I'm low. Look at everybody looking at me, how they feeling like they got to protect me, like they got to take up for me or figure something out for me. It's insane. I walked into a place the other day. I think I told you guys this story. And the dude I met with, he says, man, Kevin, you walked in the room, the energy just came up. It was all about you. And I was like, I had no clue. He goes, dude, it was. I watched how people looked at you. He goes, I watched it when you walked by. He goes, I'm telling you guys, as God is my witness, I wasn't paying attention to anything he said. I walked in. I was looking around for him because he had invited me. And I go over and I said, hey, and then we give each other a shug, which is a shoulder hug. I was telling one of my friends this story. He says, what's a shug, Kevin? I said, a shoulder hug. So I give him a shug. We sit down. We talk. I talk to him and his wife, et cetera, about different things. He's a big donor to the Republicans and to a particular candidate. And then I saw the candidate. He came in late. You know, he wanted to arrive. You're like, ah. So he comes in. Everybody's like, yay. But he sees me and he stops and, you know, gives me a shug and tells me briefly. He said a few words. Use what I told, pardon me, what I told him to say. He looks over at me as he's giving the speech because I told him, you got to emote. He had told me on the phone, this race is about my kids. I go, everybody says that. Everybody says that. What is it that's a motivation about your kids? What is it that makes you mad that got you to say, I need to protect my kids? In other words, if you said to me, yeah, I'm protecting these streets because of my kid. You want to know why I would do it? I'd say, yeah, because my son was walking to the grocery store the other day and this happened to him and I had to go beat down some crazy knucklehead. And when it's not safe for my kids, that's where I draw the line. There's something that motivates you that is an impetus, a catalyst for why you decide to do something. But don't tell me it's for your kids. I do it for the kids. Hollywood jokes about that. So anyway, he talked about that. Then he came over. He said he had to catch a plane to go back to D.C. He spent most time with me than anybody in there, and I'm not exaggerating it. I said, hey, I got to run, got to go pick my kid up from baseball. I jet out. The next day, this guy calls me and tells me, dude, you're a star. And I'm going, I don't even get it. He goes, man, you walked in, people were like, you know, he goes, the campaign came to him afterwards. I go, how'd you get Kevin Jackson to come? And I'm thinking, man, I had no clue. But you know what? I was pleasantly surprised because I like having no clue because I'm not trying to put on for anybody. Number one. And number two, he said, you help my clout with the Republican Party. And that's exactly what I want to do. I want people to think that, you know, if your association with me makes you bigger in somebody else's eyes, come associate with me. I want thousands of people to be able to say, oh, yeah, Kevin's, yeah, he's a friend of mine. And that raises their clout. That's a good thing. I hear people all the time here locally, they'll go, oh, do you know Vicky Vaughn? And Vicky is Vince Vaughn's stepmother. But people will say that, and you know, I don't think Vince, you know, I mean, I don't know what the family dynamic is, but that's not a, for Vince, it's not a, oh, that's my stepmom. Maybe his mom, it's a big deal, but not his stepmom. But when you go places, that's Vicky Vaughn, that's Vince Vaughn's stepmom, that's Vince Vaughn's stepmom. I've never heard anybody describe him, that's so-and-so's stepmom, that's Denzel's stepmom. But it's a big deal to him. Well, you know, the bigger deal should be, that's a person who moves the needle, and I'm associated with them. That's what I want us to be noted for, and that's what you're noted for, by association. But man, I got to tell you, these Democrats, they're noted for devastation. Devastation. They want accolades for doing absolutely nothing. Look at Kamala Harris. A perfect example. This is a woman that has accomplished nothing significant in her life. She is the Kim Kardashian of politics for all intents and purposes. And she's the number two in line. And then she wants to disperse natural disaster relief based on ethnicity. This is how, look, again, I go back to how I'm received. You know how I'm received at events that I go to? I'm going to give you this quick and succinct answer. I'm received the way I want to be received. I'm received the way I carry myself. I don't care who's in that room. I will be memorable. And it won't be because I'm trying. It'll be because that is the nature of me. I walk in. I have a smile on my face. I see a couple of people I know. I go over and say hello. I meet people that I don't know. And if there is a big star in the room, fantastic. I don't feel any smaller. If Denzel were in the room, I would not feel one ounce smaller. And at some point, I would meander over and say, Denzel, big fan. Man, glad you made it. Who got you here? Who brought you here? Pivoting back to the natural disasters. What if the richest people had helicopters and, you know, jets at the ready? And we're doing all, what would Kamala Harris and those guys say? They would, oh, this is white privilege and blah, blah, blah. Natural disasters don't care about your wealth, and it puts anybody in harm's way. Why are we trying to make a distinction class-wise? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've said it once, I'll say it again, I'll say it a thousand times. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee for president in 2024. Joe Biden will be lucky to be alive in 2024. And I can make you this bet for certain. Joe Biden's brain will be so fried by 2024, there will be legitimate, reasonable discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Our hearts go out to the people in Florida who did have some impact of Hurricane Ian. And as I said, we postponed our comedy event there on October the 20th in deference to that event. We want to get people time to get settled back and ready for laughs, because Joey the Plumber and I did a tour back in 2011, and we started this tour, the two Naked Heads tour. And when we were on tour, we were going to seven states, and every state that we went to, they'd had a tornado. And when I say tornado, and I'm talking about it ripped those states apart. I'm talking devastation. When we got there, I swear I thought we were in war zone. We went from state to state. It was like we started the tour. The tornadoes hit, and we started the tour right after. It was like we were following in the footsteps of the tornado. And it ended up becoming almost like a relief effort, because at one point, Joe and I just decided, you know what? Let's start cutting logs and doing other stuff. It was the last thing on the minds of people that these two, you know, the white guy and a black guy were going to travel through the deep South and show people that the lack, you know, that conservatives were the least racist people on the planet. Because the reason for the tour was to show that Joe and I could go together down South and go stay with people in their homes. They would feed us and give us gas money to go to the next location. And we could do that from state to state to state. All we had to do was let people know on Facebook, which they were friendly at the time, we're going to be here at this time. Meet us at this gas station. Somebody would fuel us. Meet us at this restaurant. Somebody would feed us. You know, meet us at this hotel. They'd put us up, or they'd take us to their house. And we were able to prove that. But during, in proving that, the storms hit, and it was devastating. And I will tell you, we still have film footage of it. I will never forget looking at places where tornadoes had just leveled the place. And we did this in 7 states. It was insane. Anyway, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to Joe Biden will not be the Democrat, not the he won't be the Democrat nominee for president in 2024. He'll be lucky to survive his first term. And the Democrats have no alternative. They're trying to pose Gavin Newsom as an alternative. Gavin Newsom is one of the most divisive people on the planet. Gavin Newsom is lucky to be governor of California. And the reason why he's governor of California is because they cheat through they cheat more than anybody. They've rigged the system in such a way that to be a Republican and win in California, it's almost impossible. And what's going to happen is we're going to take Americans for Real Change to California. We're going to put a grid across that state, and we're going to put Republicans, we're going to go door to door and put Republicans in office to go after these guys. That's what we're going to end up having to do. But I tell people all the time, it's not an impossibility. We are going to take that state back one way or the other. And they can cheat, they can do whatever they want to do. But if you do it systematically, if you approach it like a business, we can take that state back. Here's what this article reads. It says people around him, or Joe Biden, have been surprisingly lackadaisical about the 2024 presidential campaign. Jill Biden said it hadn't even been discussed, though she added she's optimistic her husband would run again. Kamala Harris has at least twice used the qualifier "if" to describe a Biden reelection campaign. Nancy Pelosi, who is no vulnerable swing district Democrat, tried to elude a red wave, saying, "I'm not going into politics about whether the president should run or not." Those are not real votes of confidence, are they? He said Pelosi, in legislator fashion, later revised and extended her remarks about Biden in 2024. But the most striking example of this trend is Biden himself. He had previously implied only a decline in his health would keep him from running. Now he's saying no firm decision has been made. Now, I already told you guys, the way Biden will get out of this, the way Biden will try to squeeze, you know, wiggle out of this thing, is he's going to have a health issue. He's going to say, you know, in lieu of my health, I think that it is time that I let step aside, and we're going to let so-and-so run. But I'm going to tell you, he will do it so reluctantly, because even though this clown is a brain damaged moron, he is not going to, he likes it. He's been fighting for this his whole career, from the moment at age 29 he became a senator, and all the way up to becoming a failed vice president, essentially picked out of the ashes by Barack Obama, who didn't want him to run for president, but couldn't stop the powers that be from saying, we got to put him in because we don't have anybody that we could run. And nothing's changed. The love gov, why doesn't he run? Gavin Newsom's wanted to be president forever, but he's never, let me just put it this way. Gavin Newsom running a fair race
can't win governor of California, much less president of the United States. And for the record, if you want to stop this nonsense as citizens, you better pay attention to Beyond the Mules, because we are going to tell you how these people win. And don't tell me about drop boxes. That's Dinesh's deal. It is bigger than drop boxes. It involves multiple areas of the federal government. It involves a uniparty that is not about Republicans or Democrats. It is about itself, the uniparty, and it is a uniparty against the citizens of the United States. So can Gavin Newsom be shoehorned into the presidency? Absolutely. The Democrats can pick whoever they choose, and the only way that we will defeat them is through taking back the media, taking back the narrative, speaking the truth in all circumstances regarding politics and our side versus their side. That's all it takes. Oh, and of course, fighting them tooth and nail to make sure that they don't get these low-level people that you don't think about, the Board of Supervisors and a Board of Elections and this kind of stuff. The people who count the votes are the people who are the most important. And the left will mitigate your vote. They will make your vote worthless if they can. They don't want you to vote. Biden's going to be 80 in a few weeks, folks. Next oldest president left office before his 78th birthday. Joe Biden is he's a boat anchor to the Democrats. I don't need to give you any more polling about him. Joe Biden, when he was running for president, never had a poll that was ahead of Donald Trump or had a plurality. Nothing's changed except it's only gotten worse. Biden is toast, and he should be. He never should have been elected. The Democrats know this, and we'll find out very soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up nationally for the third straight week. AAA reporting the average price at the pump is now $3.80 a gallon, up 6 cents from last week. Residents of Mississippi enjoy the nation's cheapest gas at $3.06 a gallon. Meantime, California's price has spiked to $6.41 a gallon. Following North Korea's missile launch, John Kirby says a possible nuclear test from the communist state would be concerning and deeply destabilizing.
Very troubling development here with this most recent launch. Certainly not the first one we've seen this year, but they're definitely the most recent, and there's a range here that's of concern in terms of how long this missile was able to travel.
The National Security Council communications coordinator saying he's closely watching the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
After a shaky start to his presidency, Joe Biden has recently gotten some of his groove back. He's signing legislation, he's reestablishing America's status in Europe, and he's the new brand ambassador for aviators. In fact, many people are actually saying that Biden might have a really good shot at winning a second term in office. All he needs to do, though, is avoid doing stuff like this.
An awkward moment for President Biden today at a White House conference. While calling out people in the audience, he accidentally included Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who was killed in a car crash over the summer.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? She was going to be here to help make this a reality.
No! No, Joe, what are you doing? That's so awkward. Oh, man, and his explanation didn't help. You know, he's like, of course I knew Jackie was there. I was looking for Jackie Kennedy. Where's Jackie Kennedy? Where are you, Jackie? Where's Jackie? Oh.
Welcome back, everybody. I talked about Trevor Noah, comedic hack. And let me tell you what was happening. Go back, if you don't believe me, go back over the last couple of months, if you have the stomach for it. And listen to Trevor Noah as he started to shift more and more of his comedy, finger quotes being used here, towards Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, I am a comedian, too, on the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, where you will get genuine laughs because we are funny. Me, Tim Wilkins, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein are the performers on that tour. We postponed Florida due to Ian. We have a February date ready to go. We'll be marketing with our radio station down there and a host of other things, and I think you're going to have a blast. I can't wait for you guys to see this show. It's amazing. But I mentioned Trevor Noah. He's leaving The Daily Show. I talked about it the other day, and I told you, he's a comedic hack. For 7 years, he's watched the numbers go down. They were dismal when Jon Stewart was there. They were far worse when Trevor Noah left. He lost 75% of that audience, but he hung around for 7 years, built the name to act where people act as if this guy is a serious person. He's a child who isn't even very good at his craft. But you know what I will give the Democrats credit for? They will take hacks like Jon Stewart and Trevor Noah and Kamau Bell and many others, Samantha Bee, and they will at least give them a chance. They paid them handsomely to at least try. And they try to spread propaganda and it doesn't work. And you can take people with absolute uber talent on the conservative side. And you know what people will do on our side? It's going to shock some of you. They will talk smack. They will bring them down like crabs in a bucket. We do exactly what the Democrats do. And what's worse is we sanctimoniously act as if we don't. I could give you story after story. I'm not going to, because you know what? We're going to make a way for this tour and what we do at the Kevin Jackson Network and with Americans for Real Change. We're going to do this regardless. Because the difference is, I believe in a living, loving God. And I believe in my heart of hearts that He has me and my team on a direction that cannot be jacked with. So, while everybody goes out and they get their accolades and they want to take their attaboys and pat themselves on the back, I will tell you this. Our goal is to help this country. Our goal is to do it at the micro level, where little kids come up to me and say, Mr. Jackson, thank you for my scholarship. Thank you for changing my life's trajectory. Thank you for believing in me, and so on. And you know what I say? Don't thank me. You just do what you do. You be you. That's thanks enough. Don't thank me. I love these kids. I love what we're doing. I love the work that we do. And you know what? I don't care how much money you guys give. You can give me a buck, or you can do what Albert did. And I'm not going to say what he did, because he wants to keep that on the DL. But you can give me a lot more money. And I'll tell you this. We are going to use it to do amazing things. And the difference is, we're going to talk about it. The reason why I call out the Bob and Carols and the Bobs and the Tims and all these people that donate, the Marks and the various others, the Dale and Lori's, all my friends that helped me, you know why I call them out? Because they will never do it themselves. But they know that they're on my heart. I couldn't do it without them. And I can't do it without you. And those of you who don't have the financial wherewithal, no problem. You know what I appreciate you for? Spreading the word. Because there's a group of folks out there, these Gestapo leftists, that don't want us to do it. But let me tell you what the left will do. They will promote their hacks while we won't even promote our geniuses. And shame on us for that. Anyway, going back to this Trevor Noah, go back and look in the last 90 days. I can tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, they unceremoniously told him hit the road. And what he tried to do is he tried to pivot. He tried to say, you know, let me make fun of Joe Biden a little bit and maybe that'll help. So he did. And by the way, did you get that clip of Joe Biden? We want to thank Cory Booker and all this. When you want to see Joe Biden, and we have a clip for you, I'm going to play it. Fox News made it. It shows Joe Biden all in September. We played it the other day. But I want you to hear him when he's screaming about stuff. You know, like, yeah. And then I want you to hear his regular when he's down, when those meds are kicking in. And suddenly he's going, oh, man, I'm starting to fade. And that's what he did. And Trevor Noah, oh, let's finally start making fun of the guy. Well, what took you so long, Trevor? Welcome to the party. Welcome to the freaking party. Here's another one. In this particular clip, he's mocking Kamala Harris. Now, go back and listen to Trevor Noah when there was nothing for it to even mock about Trump. He was mocking Trump. He's doing all the Trump things, you know, and I'm Donald Trump, and we're going to make it bigger. It'll be bigger and it'll be better. And he had it down. I mean, that was supposed to be funny, right? Because he had Trump's mannerisms down, and he would do the things that Trump would do. And so that was funny. Hey, he's so clever. He's so clever. Yeah. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden, butt naked all over the internet, hanging out with prostitutes. I mean, look, you could have done entire shows on Hunter Biden. These guys didn't touch it. So like I tell you, look at the new narrative. The new narrative, I talked about this the other day when I was talking with when I played some clips of Tiffany Cross. The new narrative is J6. That's not playing, even though it is serious. But crime, it's those Republicans and crime. Oh my gosh, they're the reason for crime. It's not us. We're not the reason for crime. We want to defund the police. Everything's catching up with them, and they don't know what to do. Here's Trevor Noah. At the end of his career, trying to salvage it with Kamala Harris.
We go live to our very own Ronnie Chang, who is in the demilitarized zone. Ronnie, how is it going over there?
Oh, Oh, Trevor, yeah, it's going really well. Thanks so much for sending me here, by the way. Great assignment, not racist at all. Anyway, the vice president was just here, and she just rocked up to the border with her giant set of binoculars and then stared at North Korea like a geopolitical pervert. And honestly, Trevor, I don't get it. Why is she here? Why am I here? Why is anybody here? What are you guys even looking for? You think you're going to see something that all the generals and the satellites missed? Anyway, the vice president was here to strengthen America's alliance with South Korea against North Korea. And let's just see how that went.
An embarrassing gaffe by Vice President Harris today when she affirmed America's alliance with the wrong Korea.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Wow. Wow. You think North Korea is South Korea? So I guess all Asian countries look the same to you, huh? Madam Vice President?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That clip came out the day, I think, that Noah announced that he was going to be leaving the show. And I tweeted to Trevor. I said, hey, that Asian guy that you have on the show, he should have his own show. He's actually funny. Glad you guys are with me. What I'm getting at with this whole section today, this segment, is that this didn't sneak up on anybody. Trevor Noah was an affirmative action guy for 7 years on The Daily Show. From the moment he took over the show, the guy started to slip. And there's a reason for this. It's because he has no talent. I'm not going to mention who was in discussion when somebody brought this up to me. Keep in mind, these are high-level Republican people that follow stuff closely. And they were uber complimentary on the work that I'd done, and they followed everything. My Bleeding Blue, Beyond the Mules, the trailer. They've read my books. They follow my blog. They have been to the comedy show. A host of other things. But then they mentioned some other people, and they concluded on their own that these people were cult of personality like Trevor Noah, but they didn't have the stuff it took to back it up. And I agree.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is kind of a rinse and repeat discussion and an admonition that I've had for conservatives over the past, 2 years, sort of. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. And it has to do with Donald Trump. And I will tell you, Trump can be tedious. There's no question about it. He can be tedious. He says the same things a lot of time, but I don't think people really understand how well that works. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I was at an event, and it was a politics, and it was a cooking deal, and they were filming it. And it was a bunch of us, some politicos, here in Arizona. And we were supposed to be talking politics while we cook. We were making pasta, which, by the way, fresh-made pasta? Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. I don't know that I'm ever going to buy it again. But so the conversation comes up. What do you think about Trump, win or lose? And a radio host said to me, if Trump, he does believe Trump's going to run, but he doesn't think Trump can win. Okay, he's wrong. Trump won the first time, and he can win the second time if there's no cheating. And he also made the comment, which kind of told me where he stood. He says there, you know, a lot of people don't want to be talking about election integrity. And I could read between the lines that he's one of those that thinks that we should just move on. So we're having this discussion. And then the person who hosted the event, who's a political bit heavyweight, was saying that she didn't want, she felt Trump would run, but he couldn't win as well. So I was the only one that said not only would Trump run, Trump will win. So we discussed that, and then and I went on to, and I've done it on this show, and I'll say it again. I'm going to make a video about this. I think it is patently ridiculous that we're having this discussion. The Democrats have watched Joe Biden. Now, first of all, let's just recap. The Democrats put Joe Biden into office knowing that he had brain damage. Now, does anybody believe Trump is brain damaged? Far from it. Sharp guy. Doesn't do things the way you do it, but certainly not brain damaged, and in fact, quite accomplished. And unlike Joe Biden, Donald Trump divested himself of all of his businesses. He made himself squeaky clean. He has been looked at in every possible way. And you know what people hold against Donald Trump right now when they think about him running? What they hold against him is the idea that the Democrats are after him. They're always after him. And I go, they've been after him for 6 years. And you know what they got? Bupkis. Nothing. This dude will come into the election cycle the cleanest of anybody. Everybody that's gone after Trump looks stupid. Robert Mueller, Jim Comey, name them. They all look stupid. And every day we expose more and more of the cabal that was against this man, and he's impervious. And here's what gets me. You want to get rid of him. There are people out there that go, well, there's more. What more could there possibly be? Taxes? Raiding of his compound for supposedly classified stuff? Look, if at the end of the day, Trump, here's his defense. I tell you what. Put me in jail, and then I want you to go arrest Obama, and I want you to go arrest Hillary Clinton. So let's go do this. I find it so ridiculous that we are still having this discussion. And so one of the comments that came up was, well, Kevin, don't you think that there is a bit of Trump fatigue? And I go, possibly. But is it enough? Donald Trump got 75 million people who voted for him. The most of any sitting president, he continues to go around this country holding rallies that have 10, 15,000 people, and you act like nobody cares. Who else do you know that can do that? Ron DeSantis can't. I've been to events with Ron DeSantis. 2,000 people. I haven't even seen an event with 2,000. If DeSantis holds a rally, he'll get some people, but he won't get Trump-like people. He won't get those numbers. And somebody made the comment, it's the same people. What a freaking, no, that is one of the most idiotic things. Oh, so you think the same people in Pennsylvania are the same people that are in Phoenix or the same people that are in Tennessee? Are you out of your mind? There may be some of the same people. It's at least thousands of new people everywhere. He is followed by everybody. He is quoted by everybody. He's in the news by everybody. And they still give you fake news. That one of the persons said, well, aren't Trump and DeSantis at each other? And I went, if you let the media tell you this, man, I tell you what, Joe Biden is not only of sound mind and body, Hunter Biden really is a Renaissance man. If you're going to fall for that, You'll fall for anything. And that's why I say people that continue to tell me this, I have to ask them to ask themselves, are you just that big of a product of the media that you can't see through this? So, but forget about that. Just recap what the guy did. Recap everything Trump did from the very beginning to the time that he was that they got him out of there, and ask yourself, why would you dump this guy? Now, I get frustrated, but I don't get frustrated in your choice. I get frustrated in how you came to it. Because when people say to me, yeah, Kevin, I like Trump, but I'm just so tired of hearing about this or this case that's in New York or whatever. And I go, so you're not tired of Trump. You're tired of all the things that the media is doing to hype up. For example, when they raided at the FBI, they took 20 million pages of such and such. As if the volume of the stuff matters. It would be like raiding your collection of novels by James Patterson and say, we took 40,000 million pages of content of, books and what have you. They could spin that to make it appear in any way they want. And if you fall for that, shame on you. So ask yourself some simple questions. Does anybody, pro-Trump or anti-Trump, do you honestly believe he would collude with another country against America? The guy who says, make America great again and put America first. That's kind of like Michael Brown Jr. supposedly getting Daryl Wilson putting his hand out to grab a 6'4", 300-pound black dude by the throat. It's so stupid. I don't have to hear any more of the story. Now, maybe I'm just too logical. Maybe I'm just that brilliant that I understand this stuff and I can see through this. But let me tell you something. If that's brilliance, wait till I dazzle you. That's 101, politics 101. Wow. Donald Trump has a track record of success that is matched by nobody in the modern era. Nobody. And they can get us to go, well, I don't know about our guy. I'll tell you what now. Y'all might have the great guy over there. I want you to understand, let's compare and contrast who they have. A guy who limped into politics based on Obama's urging. Obama didn't even want him to go run because he was embarrassed about him. The Democrats knew he was brain damaged, but they had nobody better, so they put him in. And what did he do? He proved it. He proved he was brain damaged. He proved that every single policy that he undid with Trump, he'll follow the lead, because whoever's leading him is doing it. And even when it was time to course correct, he still didn't do it. Energy policy, perfect example. Inflation. I could go on. Supply chain. He knows nothing. And they're standing behind him. And here's the guy. Go back 2+ years, and you got Donald Trump, who had this economy cooking. And you know what? This, despite the Democrats allowing the Chinese to infect this nation with a virus and then to spend our way into oblivion, all in an attempt to hurt Donald Trump, and we just go doody, doody, doody. It's insanity. And I'm going to call people out for it. You don't have to like me. I don't give a crap. But I'm going to call people out for this, because it isn't about Trump. It's about the principle that you can be backed off of the right thing to do so easily. You're so easily led. Well, do you think I want people like that? Oh, Kevin Jackson, he's great. He's got a great radio show. Until they say something negative, until they come after me, then, oh, I don't even know, Kevin. I'm not going to listen to him anymore. Despite all the things that I do, I'm not going to go through the litany of amazing things that I and my organization does, and even my family, what we do. But you can be backed off that easily. That's the thing that should scare you if you are one of those people that are backing off of Trump. Shameful.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.